cleaning up the cat pee. I had to write 3 programs to get the new website operational. I named them Antwerp, Stellar Fox, and Rsend. I upgraded Rsend because I used it before for transferring files to my Raspberry Pi. Antwerp is a code generator, or more commonly known as a static site generator. It takes a directory of text files and processes them into HTML code. HTML is a way of describing text documents. It is exactly like the languages that word processors abstract away from you. When you click to make text bold, that information is stored in something very similar to HTML. There are many static site generators, but none of them fit my needs. For example, I would like to have thumbnails of videos I mentioned in my poem made into a perfect square that then I can use as a cover for the poem. Nothing seems to do that for me, so I have to write the program myself. Stellar Fox, named after a building in a funky Koval comic book that I have read and reread many times from childhood, and still somehow am yet to understand it. I think it's just boring. Is an unusual piece of software that somewhat came up as a surprise. Because when I signed up to host the website, I discovered that I had to write my own HTTP server. This is not normal, like, at all. Under no circumstance should a person looking to host a website be asked to write the HTTP server. But I loved every second of it. Just to let you know, there are 3 main concerns when writing an HTTP server. First, the errors, because you want to fail as soon as possible. So if a file is missing, send a 404 error and adios. That's all the processing that will get done. Unless the website is live, where errors scare people. Here, you don't want to say that there was a 404 error, you just kind of want to redirect them back to the homepage. So anytime you type in the wrong URL or there is an outdated link, swoosh, the error becomes a redirect back to the homepage. And sometimes you can't even tell. Then you have to handle standard redirects. The most important case here is when a person requests a directory but does not put a slash at the end of the URL in the address bar. The server will know that it is a folder and can send the HTML right up. But the browser will think that it is still in the parent directory because it's a file, and all the links will be broken. The images won't show up, the audio won't work. The directory will be wrong. So when a slash is forgotten, you send a redirect and put that slash back in there. So you are redirecting from /mypoems to /mypoems/. This is very clunky and pretty silly. And then the third concern after errors and redirects is actually opening and streaming of files. Streaming means you don't read the whole file from disk into memory, but rather read a chunk of the file and send it right to the browser and keep sending little chunks without ever loading anything big into memory. This way, you can serve a lot of visitors at the same time without using too much memory. The third program is RSend. It is short for Remote Destination Data Sending. And this is a huge problem. My tiny website with some 1,000 poems already takes up about 5 gigabytes of data. And I am not able to quickly send all of that data each time I make a change. I need a program to calculate what has changed. And while timestamps work sometimes, in a general purpose program like RSend, some of the new files can be extracted from a backup or be backdated or moved in from another location. So timestamps can't always be trusted. Instead, I have to add all the letters in a file and create some kind of a unique fingerprint. The smaller and faster the fingerprint, the higher the chance of not picking up some changes. So, this basically becomes a CPU-intensive process that involves cryptography, and it takes a while. In the case of this website, I kind of can use timestamps. So I have to give RSend multiple fingerprinting methods. A proper cryptographic one and a home-baked hokey one that will work on a Raspberry Pi. There was a lot of tiny little bugs in the user interface of the website as well, but I think I fixed most of it today. Maybe all of it. I just squished another one when I was writing this line right here. The little tag that says latest was not showing up for the video poems. You know, I highly recommend programming, but I think the word learning in learning programming may be the wrong choice here. To cover a broad range of things across multiple decades, I think it is best to think about mastery of this talent in terms of living with programming. You just have to dance around the complexity and soak it all up as a function of dance alone.